Praise you, the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your great goodness, your great faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In your patience, possess your soul. Father, we thank you for the wonderful, wonderful testimony. Lord, we thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, you said when the Lord taught the captivity of Zion, you had that dream. There was a say among the hidden, the Lord has got great things for them.
Amen.
Where they are, they are rejoicing. Yes, the Lord has done great things. Where they rejoice our brethren.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your wonderfulness to every one of your children. Blessed be the name, Father.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
As we read your word tonight, Lord, oh Lord God, let's add additional blessings to us.
Amen.
Father, we ask in Jesus' name, our Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. We continue in this series tonight. I enter this series by the grace of God. The Lord is already showing. Say, look, with all that is going on, we began with the soon coming of the Lord. I don't know where the end of this one will be, because that one comes, the rapture comes before the Antichrist, right? Then at the end of it, we are going to have another series about the coming of the Lord. That the interjection here, when brethren have messages, we will just, there's no need to just continue to the end.
Amen.
When the brother has a message, they will just bring it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Wherever we are, when the Lord comes, to be okay. Amen.
Amen.
If you come tonight, we are ready. Amen. What are we doing here? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are doing whatever you are telling us to do. Praise God.
Amen.
So tonight we are continuing this. You know, the signs of the coming of the Antichrist, you know. Tonight, just one sign only. Inflation is one of the signs of the coming of the Antichrist. And, you know, before I enter the world tonight, I will quickly run down where we have been. This is the part three, right? I will run through where we have been from part one and so on. In summary, kind. We began with the Jews are looking for an earthly deliverer. So that's just the summary of that, you know. And we know, and you know, they've been everywhere. I don't know any nation that have fought so many wars like Israel. They are battle weary, whether they know it or not. A majority of their income, or GDP, or whatever is spent on just defense, you know. So they're battle weary. So that's what we got from that. We follow with the psychics predicting the soon appearance of a world dictator. We pick the most general that all the world knew, Jim Dixon of Washington DC. And you know, a man will be born in the Middle East, Jews so and so. That man never materialized today. We don't know. So it never materialized because it says it's been 1999 or something like that, you know. Never materialized. But this is the one that is captured by all people. Even many leaders consulted, he's gone now, she's gone now. So we see that Bible chronology issues show that the 6,000 years of man already completed. We are in two transition times, really. Transition of the gospel to the Jews. That's one transition. The transition, see, our 6,000 years expired. The Lord, you know, in his own infinite wisdom, you know, we should be, you know, the places so we should enter the millennium and so on. So the 6,000 years has expired. The 1 week of man, only the 7 months remain and so on. That, you know, so the end of the age is here. We are at the end of the age. Then the number 666 signs. Talk about that also. And we mentioned different things that it should be, you know, it has precedency, you know, what you call the loyalty test. You know, that time when it comes, it's a loyalty test, right? Even today, that's a type of physicality, it's a type of that loyalty. You have it, or you don't have a job, you know. You're part of the city, you have to have a job in the US. Yeah, so we see that one. Then we see that the most latest one that is close to what is going to happen is the chief implant, you know. Talk about that a lot. So I won't go over that again. So, you know, and then we went again to talk about the sign of the Antichrist forerunner. Adolf Hitler was one. No, that's what we pick in history, you know. And we went a lot about him and so on. How in so many ways he tied the Antichrist and so on. Then we went ahead and went to many lesser Antichrist that have shown up for the face of the world. The Bible tells us in the book of John, we have heard that the Antichrist will come at the end. Say, now are there many Antichrists? And we think about two or three of them in history, even here in this nation. We talk about the Father Divine, talk about Stalin in Russia, and one man called Manson here in LA area and things like that, you know. So all fulfilling the scripture. There are hosts of them, can't even go through them, you know. So in part two, we went through another series. The flood of deceiving spirits all over the world, you know, deceiving spirits and all that, you know. And we talk about the rise of devil worship. We zero in on the Church of Satan. The guy in San Francisco in 1966, you know, we talk about that. We talk about the appearance of great signs and lying wonders, as the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we talk about much about that, you know. Then, and you know, so even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. So we talk about that a lot. Then, two weeks ago, I come and see what has happened since that time. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the rise of violence paves way for a dictator. Look at what has happened since that time, in 2 weeks alone, in this nation. Now it's all over Europe. Can you imagine that? Violence paving a way. These are the signs of the coming of the Antichrist, paving a way for a dictator. All this violence and so on, to keep us under. If this thing is so near by the Antichrist, how much sooner is the coming of the Lord? See? So we see that one right now. So let me talk a little bit about that one. That last one we had 2 weeks ago. The rise of violence paves way for a dictator. Critical for that. These days are witnessing an enormous rise in crime. The violence is no longer limited to ghettos and in the streets, but even, you know, it's spreading everywhere. And I think prophetically speaking, even this demonstration and so on, the thing that happened in Europe, they are demonstrating in London and all these other European countries and so on, you know, and they all say the same thing, you know. So there is increasing tendency towards anarchy everywhere. The fear of violence is resulting in radical changes in our society, not only here but overseas and so on, becoming worldwide right now. Signs of the coming of the Antichrist, a dictator, you know, and so on like that, you know. History shows us the direction in which anarchy will go. People will stand violence only for so long, they will be tired, you know. Look at it now. When they just open up this lockdown, so they violated all the social distancing. They were tired, you know. If you continue for so long, I always want to see violence even coming from that people, you know. So this is how man is, and some of that. This nation in particular, they can't endure anything, you know. So any small thing, they're looking for somebody who will bail them out, you know. So we see that one happening just 2 weeks ago. Now, and we said that when it comes to them, in this nation in particular, when they really grasp on with them, when they are victims of crime, and when their property is molested or destroyed, when it is no longer safe to send their children to school, they will rise up in anger and demand a strong man to take the aim of the chief of state. See, all that's 2 weeks ago. And look at what has happened in that time. Even we talk about the judicial system, and look at what is happening. We say the courts have an important place in maintaining the balance of power in this nation. Yeah, it does. But what are we seeing in our time? When they become corrupt, and by their prejudicial, meaning that they become prejudiced, right? You know, decision in favor of the criminal, then they are making mockery of the law. You see, and it's happening. You see, whether we like it or not, right here in this nation, you know, the coming of the dictator. Then the people will demand a man who will, if necessary, override the court and with a strong hand put down anarchy. That's just 2 weeks ago. I'm going over what we had 2 weeks ago. Not all of them, just that one. So that is, that is what happened there. You know, in the French Revolution, we talked about that and so on. There was a rabble that rose up in Paris, you know, and that's a disorderly crowd, and there was an opera in India, and the opportunists, they seized the occasion to get into power, and the nation gravitated into chaos. Right there in France, in the French Revolution, people cried in that nation for a strong man to reestablish law and order, and they found him in Napoleon, who, like an Antichrist, really, in the beginning, he did very well, you know, he had great skill, not only as a general, but he enacted many equitable laws in France at that time that made him the idol of the populace. But when the power entered their head, like the Antichrist, we do, you know, so he rose to absolute power and ultimately crowned himself an emperor, you know. But by then, ambition dominated him, you know. And he will conquer, now he wants to conquer Europe, Asia. Can you imagine? And perhaps even the old world, and he nearly succeeded until the last European nation rose up against him and something like that, you know. So he almost succeeded. So what are we talking about? The present world disorder 2 weeks ago and increasing chaos is even now calling for a strong man. The strong men of the former world were all dead. Mediocre men rule the nations now, almost most of them, you know. But out of these will arise a man of charm, of power, of great ability. He will appear as a savior of the nation. But he is Satan's man, the Antichrist. He will throw off his feigned, meaning, he feigned, you know the meaning of feigned? He just camouflage himself. I mean, like our brother we always said, Jekyll and Hyde, right? You know, and role of a man of peace. And we lead the world to the bloody feast of Armageddon. That was what happened two weeks ago. Look at what has happened in the nation, and in the nation's death, the sign of the Antichrist coming, you know. Tonight, in a quick, it will be very quick, inflation. Can you imagine? It's a sign, you know, of the soon coming of the Antichrist. That is tonight, inflation. Now, it is an unwritten law, that when a government puts money in circulation at a faster rate than production warrants, inflation results. I mean, that's what always happens. I mean, this result may occur in two situations. When, one, the government prints large quantities of money, paper money, you see, as is being done even now in this nation and something like that, you know. So when they print large quantities of money, you know, they can print money and something like that, you know. And number two, or when the government sells vast amounts of bonds to make up a deficit caused by spending more than they bring in. Wherefore, I've learned about bond. Bond is basically represents a debt that is issued by a government and sold to investors to support the government spending. So they put out this bond, people buy it, government will use it to finance its program. Build roads and all these kind of things, you know. So they call bombs, you know. Anyway, so this is the type of time that happens, you know. Now, what is the implication of all these things, brethren? When an excess of money is in circulation, prices tend to rise as people bid against each other in buying things. With high prices now, labor unions now, they will now demand higher prices. What do you have now? You have the spiral momentum, and it's like better momentum, see, inflation, and something like that, you know. Now, today, I don't even know, 5 years ago to the month, 2015, we did this thing, but this is an expanded for now. That day was in June, I believe 30 or so, 2015, right here. So that day, the U.S. debt was total of 18 trillion back then. Today, as you are speaking now, the USA debt is now 26 trillion. That is how many? 8 trillion more than 5 years ago. See? So that, you know, so can you see now? Getting worse and worse now with what is happening in the nation now, getting worse and worse, right? Talking about inflation, right? A sign of the coming of the Antichrist. Now, the public debt of the US, that is just a public debt, you know. What is a public debt here? A public debt is any money that is owed to investors, foreign governments like China and Japan, mutual funds, hedge funds, pension funds, foreign investors. That is already 36 billion today. Not counting what is called, intra-governmental holding, intra-governmental debt. What is that? It's the debt that the government holds itself. Your social security that you contribute every year, right? Now, so that is, government is holding that, right? When you work, they must deduct social security from there. So the government are using that money for different programs. They will borrow it. That's your intergovernment holdings, right? That they will pay that back one day, someday, you know? So that is intergovernmental. I mean, that's under, nothing more counting that. 5 years ago, that was about 6 trillion together, you know? So I don't know how much it is today, but we're talking about inflation, you know? It's time, soon time, I mean, of the soon coming of the Antichrist. So now, how big were, I'll just keep this one, 5 years ago we talked about a million, then a trillion. So So it has been calculated. Huh? If you see that and want to count from 1 to a million, it will take you 1 week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, take you 1 week to reach million. Now, to count to 1 trillion, it will take you 31,000 years. That's right. They have figured it out. Like, you are hanging in there. So to see the amount of death this nation has, you know. So I would say that. So now. So today, how is the U.S. handling this debt? Where, you know, what it's doing is this. This debt continues to rise year after year. I just told you in just 5 years, now they have accumulated 8 trillion, right? So they do it by inflation. That's how they do. Which reduces the purchasing power of money. That's what inflation does to your money. It eats this up, you know. So that's what it does. So the value of money will decrease, you know. Now, where the attackers come in all these things is this. You know, so in an uncontrolled inflation situation, it leads to a revolution. That's what always happens. That's where the Antichrist comes in. When you have an uncontrolled inflation, it leads to a revolution, you know. And Germany was an example of that. Let's go quickly over it, though we did it 5 years ago. But even the more we enter the end of the age, the more this thing becomes visible and more glaring that all I can see them. So let's see the German example and some of that, you know. So now, after World War I, Germany was almost bankrupt as a nation. So she began printing large quantities of money. See, they can print money, right? Started printing large quantities of money to pay her bills as a nation. What happened? Consequences. 2 years after the war, the mark, they call their money mark, right? The mark, you know, have fallen to about 1/28 of its previous value. Just 2 years after. Now, even more than that. By that time, inflation was out of control completely in Germany. And no remedy could stop it. Call it runaway inflation. They call it runaway inflation, you know. 1 year later, the mark was now worth $7,260. So, for you to get $1, you see German mark, you have to pay 7,260 mark. Okay? Now, within another 1 year, $1 is now 4 billion mark. That's right. In history, this is how in history. Call it runaway inflation. You know, and it happened like in this world. Runaway inflation. Oh my God, you see? So all savings were wiped out in Germany. That's right. Mm-hmm. All savings were wiped out in that nation. And the suffering of the German people was intense. The cry was for a strong man to save their country. And they found war. Desperation caused them to listen to the nostrum, a panacea that doesn't work really, you know, a nostrum. You know, proposed by a man named Hitler, the same man, Hitler, you know, the type of the Antichrist, foreigner. See? So that this inflation, what can call, yeah, leading to the time, the soon coming of the Antichrist. So now, the danger of runaway inflation to a nation, including the US here, we can list them here. Like Germany example, we show the danger of runaway inflation. If the present trend continues, even in this nation, the savings of the American people will be wiped out too if it continues. In their anger and frustration, they will be willing to turn an ear to a man who will promise them a way out of it. See? They will, you know. Thus, the way will be prepared for a dictatorship, you know, it will happen. But we believe God, or where it can happen. We are believing God, church will be God. That's why our prayer every day. We pray every day. Now, so what is going on here? The end time world economy's condition is depicted in the book of Revelation. That's how it will happen. It's right there in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation indicates that when the Antichrist appears, the world will be in a state of uncontrolled inflation. That will be so, you know, to have a dictatorship and so on. This is indicated, of course, in the word spoken concerning the third horseman of the apocalypse in Revelation 6:5, which you can read there quickly. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hold not the oil and the wine. Bible says, what does that mean? This means that prices have skyrocketed. What it means, you know, and as a result, conditions of famine exist. At that time, we exist. Even more than that, strong measures will be called for that will set price controls with the severest penalties attached to anyone who break it, you know. So you're going to do it, you know. A mark. So that is what Bible talks about, you know. Who don't conform, that is severe penalties. That is Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18. You read that. And it causes all, both small, this is the consequences now. All, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Frizzy, the noted evangelist, Nefrizi, our beloved brother, I will read some of his writings concerning this same subject we are in tonight. Praise God. So, on inflation, Brother Frizzy wrote, the nations are suffering from an international monetary crisis. They are perplexed and in bewilderment. The man of fierce countenance, beast, and understanding dark sentences will appear in the midst of worldwide problems. It has been said, the brother wrote, that in history, a nation can survive a depression. A depression means a collapse kind of economic activity and so on, a depression, and come out stronger. But no country, he wrote, has ever had several straight years of double-digit inflation and remain a democracy. Also, there is a dictatorship. We have to follow it and so on, that, you know. And runaway inflation, he wrote, eventually bankrupts everyone, including the government. He continued, production begins to come to a halt, and there is chaos. The only alternative is dictatorship, he wrote, to restore order. Once the U.S. loses its freedom, it will not come back again. This is historical fact, he wrote. Praise the Lord. See? Inflation, the coming of the Antichrist, is one of the most key factors. I want to read another segment that he wrote about the future, which the future is here as we are talking right now. Praise God. Brafidi wrote somewhere and he said this. In the future, several major things to watch, which will confront the world and this nation, will be shortages, he wrote, labor crisis, and national debt. We are talking about national debt, not now. Yes. Now, see what he said, national debt. A noted economist said, a tremendous economic convulsion is about to destroy the entire financial structure of the world, and affecting the United States. The end result will be recessionary, inflationary depression, the magnitude of which we have never experienced. He continues, millions of people will be out of work, millions will be hungry, riots, killings, and plundering will sweep the nations. See? Talking about the future is here. This could definitely occur near or approaching the Great Tribulation. You see the sign of the nearing of the Antichrist, our series, right? You know, so it's occurring near or approaching the Great Tribulation until prosperity, meaning a new system, is restored out of chaos. Also, later, and entering the Great Tribulation, disease, look at that, will gnaw its way into the lives of millions more. Cities will be like jungles, infested with half-starved humans, preying upon the weak, the old and defenseless. There will be the haunting hunger of the young and the innocent looking up with dark, hollow eyes, begging and pleading for a morsel of food that is not even there to give. Praise God. Many, many years ago, you know, prophecy matches up. Praise God. And our eyes have been opened. Now, we continue and end this way. The heart is marked. And at the end of the tribulation, food will be scarce, promoting Armageddon, Armageddon war. In the tribulation, on one hand, you have prosperity, and on the other, starvation. In the days ahead, we will begin to see, in a minor way, what will happen in a major way later. Praise God. What we have seen now, I mean, the future is already here, that was predicted. And this is just the beginning, see? So they will happen in a major way. Bless the name of the Lord. Just a quote for that matching our series right now. Inflation, a very, very key factor. By the soon coming of the Antichrist, you know. Now, let's finish tonight. Now, before our brother, we take the prayer session. So just now, as I said, all this, this has been our signature at the end of everything, what the age we are living in. Praising the Lord for his word of promise for his elect. Amen. Amen. Alright, but I read our first scripture. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled, even despite all these things. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And in Mark 13:35, God said this, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, let come suddenly. I find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, the Lord said, I say unto all, watch. And we are told in Hebrews 9:28. That's why we keep on looking for the Lord. We don't want to sleep and so on. That, you know, I say, and in Hebrews 9:28, towards the end of them, he say, and unto them, that's the end of that verse, and unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. That's what we're looking for him, right? Now, lastly, in Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Thank God we can escape all of it. That shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Lastly, that promise to the Philadelphia church, the faithful church, of that age, and also will be the faithful church at the end of time, that at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My type is also in Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, you have to have patience. Even in the middle of this thing. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a great consolation. Thank God for the way of escape. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to the age we are living in, Lord. Father, we glorify thy name, Lord. Give us understanding of the time. Lord, help us to know the hour of our visitation. And the Jews be an example to us who knew not the hour of their visitation. But we have learned from them now, Lord, to open our spiritual eyes and to keep on looking for the coming of the Lord. So we are ready at any time. We could open the door for him when he knocks. We open the door for him. So we are watching for him. So we thank you today tonight for blessing us and enlightening us, putting us in remembrance, and even giving us more information, you know, of this age we are living in now, Lord. And we thank you for your holy promise. Lord, account us worthy, Lord, to escape all these things, Lord, and to stand blameless before you. Not only us here, all the children of God, abroad and everywhere. Our immediate household, Lord, we will never forget the word of the Lord. See, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. What we take from that promise is this. Noah, only Noah was said to be a righteous preacher. Bible says, but he was saved and his household, and so shall he be for the elect. You know, we shall be cut away with our household, according to the word of the Lord. So shall he be at the coming of the Son of Man, not in the boat now, but in the chariot, in the clouds of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, meet the Lord in the air. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brother Benjamin. Yeah.